From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 1st, 2019. This week, we feature a sporting mystery sound from a game that experiences a popularity peak in the United States each March and early April. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you know the sport and what it might have to do with water. If you guessed basketball, you're right. March and early April mark the height of the U.S. college basketball season, with bracket matchups, star players, upsets, and Final Fours for men and women in the NCAA Division I tournaments and the National Invitational tournaments. Within those popular, pressure-packed sporting events, what's the hardwood hydration story? It starts, of course, with a human body being made up of about 60% water by weight, depending on several factors, including age, gender, and the percentage of a body's lean tissue versus fat. Water is the solvent for the biochemicals in the processes that make our bodies work, including the transmission of nerve impulses that generate muscular action. In athletes and non-athletes alike, an adequate level of hydration affects blood volume, chemical solutions, body temperature, energy production, heart rate, cognitive processes, and emotions. For athletes, a deficit of water in the body, or dehydration, can significantly affect performance through those physiological and psychological impacts. Studies of basketball players, for example, have found impacts of dehydration on shooting percentage, sprinting, and lateral movement. According to various sources, impacts of dehydration typically begin to be observed when one loses water equivalent to 2% of body weight. The exercise-induced sweating that results in that loss depends on the activity, along with an athlete's size, metabolism, clothing, and environmental conditions. Avoiding dehydration requires adequate fluid intake before, during, and after exercise. What's adequate? The National Strength and Conditioning Association's 2011 Guide to Sport and Exercise Nutrition recommended about 1/2 ounce of fluid per pound of body weight 4 hours before exercise, 3 to 8 ounces every 10 to 20 minutes during exercise lasting longer than about 60 minutes, and after exercise, 20 to 24 ounces for every pound of water weight lost. This may vary with individuals and with environmental conditions, and many other sources may have other specific recommendations. But the overriding principle is as true as a perfect basketball shot. Paying attention to fluid levels pays off in athletic performance as well as in everyday processes. So if you're a basketball fan, next time you hear this, take a second to consider what effect water may have on the outcome at the final buzzer. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.